version of the Wilson Pickett version of Satisfaction. Oh, man. The Twilights, I should mention, featured Glenn Sherrock on lead vocals on most of their songs. They had two vocalists. And he sang lead on most of their tougher ones. And he later, if you're not familiar, he later founded and led the Little River Band later in the 60s and through the 70s. All right, but we love Glenn Sherrock for his Twilights material. All right, we had Les Terribles from France with Rouge from, I believe, their second LP, Ils Sont Formidables, from 2009 on Screamin' Apple Records. They have three, I believe, great albums. Going to Minneapolis, The Bedlam Four, No One Left to Love. That was recorded in 66 and got no further than the acetate stage. And then it was dug up by the Cape Crusader guys in the 80s and put out on a 45 properly, pressed into wax, in 1991. No One Left to Love, Great Bedlam Four. You might know them from the Hydrogen Atom, their other 45. And we had, from California, the What Four, Wishing I Was Someone Else, an incredible Knickerbocker sounding like 45 from 67. That's on Mercury Records. And we started off from Minneapolis, the Vaqueros, Growing Pains, with some great fart fuzz there, 1967 on the Studio City label. All right, friends, Wigsters, we're at the end of this week's Wig Out. Got Harry coming up at the top of the hour. Hope everybody's having a great end of summer here as we enter into the hot, steamy month of August. Yeah, I enjoy doing this show. Love being with you every week and sharing the records from the archives here at the Wigwam. All right, going out here, we're going to flip over that unbelievable Uglies 45 for a mostly instrumental that's called A Research into the Soul of Psychedelia. A Research into the Soul of Psychedelia. All right. So sit back, relax, and groove for about 2.5 minutes here as we do our research. All right. Harry's coming up here. Stick around, top of the hour. All right. I'll be back next week, Wigsters. Same wig time, same wig channel. Na, 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 na. Na 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 na.
Hey there, all you cool cats and kittens, it's the Bunny here, coming at you live from the WFMU Rock and Soul stream. It's a groovy night here in the Big Apple, with clear skies and a temperature of 75 degrees. But watch out, because it's a bit humid out there, with a humidity of 89%. So make sure to grab your shades and your water bottle before you head out for a night on the town. And now, let's get back to the music, because that's what we do best here on the Rock and Soul stream. Keep it locked in, folks, because we've got some killer tunes coming your way. This is the Bunny, signing off. Peace and love, baby.
To the Fun House. I'm your host, Harry Parmenter, and you can expect the unexpected on our descent into the maelstrom as we careen through the darkness of the midnight soul. So buy the ticket and take the ride into the Fun House. Right there. Yeah, right there when you heard that in 1975, you knew several things. One, that Aerosmith was about to become king of the rock and roll heap with the brilliant Toys in the Attic album. Two, Joe Perry was a monster guitarist, as was his underrated and forever overshadowed guitar duo mate Brad Whitford. And three, that Tom Hamilton, Joey Kramer, and Steven Tyler were the other parts of the machine destined to be one of the greatest American hard rock bands ever, straight out of 1325 Com Ave in Boston, Massachusetts. It's also incredibly ironic to learn some 50 years later that Perry and Whitford were on trial with that record because the big solos on their second album, Get Your Wings, were played by hired gun Steve Hunter and Dick Wagner, the guys who subbed for Glenn Buxton on the last two Alice Cooper albums and resurrected Lou Reed's moribund career with Rock and Roll Animals. Of course, they played the solos on Same Old Song and Dance and Train Kept a Rollin'. Steve Hunter, Train Kept a Rollin', as good as it gets when it comes to rock and roll guitar solos, not to mention SOS and some other stuff. Anyway, Joe and Brad showed their metal and metal on Toys, and Steven Tyler, a tremendous songwriter and musician, brought the rest. We'll be right back.
We all live on the edge of town, where we all live ain't a soul around. People starting coming, all we do is just a grin. Said we gotta move it out, cause city's moving in. I said we gotta move it out, cause city's moving in. What you need and maybe I can go too. No one knows a way but maybe me. Nobody goes there, nobody shows where, nobody knows where you can find me.
Thank you. The color of passion, 'cause today it just goes.